And so what, is TCU the best team in Texas? Is that
well, you know, my goodness gracious, they went and they did it, didn't they?
Yeah,
they proved it.
Well, to answer your question, name me one team in Texas that could beat them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's interesting because I guess I was watching. I probably watched the better part of that game, and you know, they don't know where TCU is. I mean, they still don't know where TCU is, and they hate to give them props. And there's, you know, the stadium's about 60% Wisconsin or more, and yet.
Yeah,
boys and purple boys just keep on doing what they needed to do.
Interesting. They did it. Congratulations to them. I mean, yeah, I was surprised. I thought that.
Okay,
I thought they'd get their comeuppance, but they didn't.
So now we got this the run up to the big ball games coming up now.
Uh huh.
And what is it like the day before? There's the End Hunger in San Francisco Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, the Kraft Hunger.
Yeah, the Feed the World Bowl.
Yeah.
Which
you would expect that to be in San Francisco.
Yeah, you would, but I mean, how did they get in there between important games to the most important game?
Well,
filler,
you know, yeah, Nevada and Boston College. Who doesn't want to see that?
Sure.
On January the 9th. Yeah.
Can we make Connecticut go home now and shut up?
Well, they lost their coach.
Yeah, they lost their coach.
Yeah, did they make that official today?
Yeah, they
did. Did they?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
I don't know if they made it official, but
yeah, they will today.
It was, yeah.
And Lumpy's going.
Yeah.
Dang.
What? Yeah.
Dang.
But I interviewed and everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, when you got a lawsuit pending against your former employer, that can't help.
No.
Probably not a good thing. Probably needed to go ahead and get that settled. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. How about the Big Ten on New Year's Day?
I don't know.
0-5.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How
would you like to be a college football fan in the state of Michigan?
Oh yeah. 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 Mississippi State puts it on you.
Your team, lose by combined. Let me see if I can get this right. Yeah, 101-21.
Yeah, it's probably not good. They're glad they got that Rich Rodriguez, aren't they?
Oh, they won't have him for much longer.
Yeah,
they
are. They're thrilled about that.
I think he went from maybe hanging on to not hanging on in that one day.
But the biggest coaching story has got to be Pittsburgh.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, yeah.
What a bizarre.
Now, folks,
had that job for 2.5 weeks.
If y'all don't know about this, I mean, police called to this guy's the new head coach at Pittsburgh, new head football coach at Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Police called to his home for a domestic violence report that is elevated to a felony because a minor was present. We don't know exactly what happened, but he grabbed this young lady in a couple of places. And,
well, because and apparently she is a woman with whom they have a child.
Right, right. And, I mean, I don't know. Was he packing his bags to head to Pittsburgh? And they got into a row over which tie he's supposed to take? I mean, I don't know, but he's looking for a job. And you talk about damaged goods. I would imagine
he's pretty much the damagedest.
Yeah, I imagine there's probably not. I hope he didn't buy something based on that check he was about to get.
Ooh,
no. He says the truth will come out.
Yeah, okay, fine. You know what? It'll get to the point where there won't be people listening because I'm going to guess that the public is not going to go, oh, you're exactly right. You should have been choking her. Yeah, you're allegedly. Yeah, that's exactly right. We side with you on this deal. Not going to go well. We'll see where he is in a few years.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. Now off to the place where the big boys are playing, huh? Big boys and girls. Big week there for the House of Representatives as the changing of the guard. 94 newly elected House members, 10 new senators take the oath on Wednesday as Republicans take over the House and the Democrats see their majority trimmed down in the Senate. State with the biggest change may, in fact, be Florida. 8 new members coming into the House along with 1 new senator. Of course, one of the big goals of the GOP to rein in the budget deficit. Did you see that yesterday? As on the Sunday shows, they're talking about that because we've just kind of as a matter of course for almost as long as we've all been alive, but certainly as long as we can remember, whenever they need to raise the debt ceiling, they just kind of raise the debt ceiling. Okay, well, let's do that. Well, now there's a little bit of pushback here. Some people are going, well, maybe we shouldn't just raise the debt ceiling because we always have. And so as a result, yesterday, Austin Goolsbee, who's he's the head of the economic advisors. You know, he basically says we're all going to die if we don't. America as we know it'll be catastrophic for the economy. He says this will be pure insanity, and the debt ceiling just has to be raised. That's kind of like, you know, guys, we run out of money, and we just go, no, we want to go ahead and spend some more, just because we do. Difference is the three of us can't print money, and the government can. And so as a result, it's kind of refreshing to see people wanting to pull back on the reins a little bit. But Goolsbee says, we just can't do that. We're all going to die if that happens. Now, the Tea Party folks aren't happy. I mean, they suddenly wanted to have leadership positions in the House. They have to understand that's not going to happen overnight. And now I'm starting to wonder, did the Tea Party get used by the Republican Party to,
you think?
To get their way? And are they starting to understand that, yes, they have some ideas, yes, there's some people who gravitate toward those ideas, but that doesn't mean they get a seat at the leadership table. See how that works out for them. And again, I think most of us are to the point where we're ready for government to do a little bit less, but don't know that change can take place overnight. And I guess I'm not sure if they know about the rules of the Senate, that anything that passes out of the House could basically be stopped by one senator, and there might be a little obstructionist going on in the upper house. So we'll see how that works out for them. Have you seen this guy, Alan West? He's a new Florida congressman. He was on one of the Sunday shows yesterday. He's a former Marine. He's a big Tea Party guy. I kind of like him. I mean, he's refreshing. Hope he doesn't catch Potomac fever and turn into the rest of them. But just kind of fun to see a guy out there saying, nope, just because we did it that way before, we're not going to do it that way again. There's somebody in the diplomatic corps who may be running for president in 2012, and no, it's not her. Tom, you weren't here last week. We had a report, it's from the National Enquirer, so of course those are always true, that Hill's packed on about 40 pounds.
Yeah, well, you know, last couple of times I've seen her on TV, she's looking full of face.
And it's not just on her ankles. So as a result, and the story, at least in the National Enquirer, was that Bill's kind of making fun of her and telling her she needs to get to a fat farm.
Oh, well.
How's that working
pot
out
kettle.
For him?
Yeah.
Well, now he's,
he's lost.
Lean now.
Yeah,
but
he's lean now.
It took a heart
scare
for him to get there. Anyway, no, this happens to be John Huntsman. Do you remember who John Huntsman is? John Huntsman.
He's from Utah, isn't he?
He's the former governor of Utah who miraculously received the ambassadorship to China. And there was some talk about how he might have been given that so he could be off the playing field. Well, he may, in fact, be right back on it. He's 49 years old, pretty telegenic by just about any measure, and so he may, in fact, decide that he wants to come back. But again, as happens with a lot of people from Utah, he's a Mormon, and that makes some people uncomfortable. So we'll see how that plays. But, of course, if folks can be comfortable with Mitt Romney, would seem like they'd be able to be comfortable with John Huntsman. Wouldn't that be interesting to see two guys who are Mormons with a Utah background? Well, no, he doesn't really have a Utah background. He has a Michigan and Massachusetts background. But two Mormons, major players in a presidential race?
That would be different.
It would. So we'll see if that happens. But that's where it stands right now. They got him a woman president in Brazil. I don't know if you heard about that or not. The guy who was there before, his name was Luisa Lula da Silva. This guy had about an 87% approval rating. I mean, he made Brazil a going concern. This lady was his energy minister and most recently his chief of staff. She was elected president, so the first woman president. Her name is Dilma Rousseff. Did I mention she's a former Marxist rebel?
Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, in prison, tortured. It's an amazing story for her to come back to this point. And by the aforementioned Hillary was with her. She stood next to her just to look svelte, by the way. And but she was there for the inauguration. So now there's a woman president in Brazil. And let's see what else we got. But this is kind of interesting. Footnote to the new 112th Congress. For the first time in 60 years, there is not a Kennedy in Washington.
Hmm.
Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island stepping down from his House seat. Of course, JFK started as a congressman in 1947, and that string has continued unbroken. There were rumors that Kennedy's brother Edward Kennedy Jr. might run for Congress, or Vicky Kennedy, or former Rep. Joe Kennedy might challenge Scott Brown for the Massachusetts Senate seat. But at the moment,
There is only one Kennedy family person in government. His name is Bobby Shriver. He is a member of the Los Angeles City Council. So
that's a shame.
See how that works out. I guess they'll go out and make their money someplace else. Oh, and one other thing that apparently is going to be kind of interesting is John Boehner is going to give chairman a lot more power than the Pelloster did. See, what Nancy did is she told all those folks, if you want bills written, we'll do it as the membership, as the leadership of the Democrat Party. Boehner's not doing that. He's going to let people write their own legislation, let the chairman guide that legislation. So he's going to take a little bit more of a hands-off policy when it comes to getting legislation through, which, you know, may work, may not. We'll see. And in the meantime, Rich Lowry. Rich Lowry's a conservative. He's works for the National Review. Mr. Obama's invited him to come on up there and have a bite to eat and chat a little bit later on this week, apparently. Because, you know, the president will be getting back. He'll need to adjust his internal clock back to Eastern time.
When's he coming home?
Well, soon. Yeah. You know, he'll be back soon. He decided to stay a little longer because he was late getting out there.
Yeah. Well, he already had that umbrella rented for the beach.
He did.
Right.
Umbrella, I believe he's got a cabana, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I believe he got the whole deal there because after all, he is Peebo. But he went out for a couple of extra, a couple of extra days because, you know, he was late getting out there and Mama was already out there with the kids and the dog. Did the dog go in its own G5 or do they let it on the big plane? You know? That's the other thing. We talked about that. Now we have a repositioning problem because, you know, Mama and the kids went out with a big jet and they got out there. Now, did that thing just kind of sit out there at the Air Force Base? And then the president comes out in the 747.
Yeah.
Now, are they coming back in separate planes? Or are they coming back together? And if they're coming back together, does that mean they're going to deadhead that first jet back? I mean, there may be tourists who'd like to get a free ride. We paid for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Shouldn't they go ahead and fill that plane up with U.S. Americans wanting to come back to the mainland?
I think so.
You think so? If you want to go directly to Washington.
We
ain't stopping nowhere.
Again.
You know.
Once this plane takes off.
Yeah, right. We ain't dropping you off at Tupelo.
We're not going to hopscotch around the country dropping people off.
No.
Well, after all, we bought and paid for the plane. Right? Seemed like.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. Just stock it up, you know. Well, that plus, you know, they always fly that second 747 out there just in case.
We got plenty of room.
We're deadheading.
Y'all
two
pile
planes
on
back
in here.
Let's go and get them lawnmowers loaded in back so it's a full load.